If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Is this for your teacher?
It's a leftover from yesterday. This is like the cool down part of the workout.
You know, I'm going to think about your teacher every time I hear this band, Korn.
Kern.
Having a food fight in the cafeteria.
Mrs. Monroe. Have some young man throwing Kern in the cafeteria.
This makes me wish I never gave my guitar away.
Well, I was joking your mouth trying to catch it.
You wish you'd never given your guitar away?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you give it to?
Jared.
I saw you play one with Gary Hoey, the Planet guitar.
Mm.
The 93.3 guitar. That's kind of a stupid looking guitar, but
I liked it. It was custom made by a dude.
By a dude?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't let women make guitars.
Boy, I couldn't remember his name, so forgive me. I called him dude.
Forget you.
He was a nice guy. He was nice.
It's better than those stick toys somebody tried to give us.
It kind of looks like the Prince guitar, except it's a 9 and a 3 and a 3, but it's like cut out. It's not as cool as the Jeremy Clements guitar, I'll tell you that.
You ever seen guitar? That? No.
Oh, man. He's got it in his...
Does it have a 55 on it?
Well, it's kind of weird. Well, he's number 51.
I'm sorry.
Bring a jug. I want to see it.
Somebody airbrushed his face on a guitar and gave it to him. It's hanging in his... It's called an office, but I don't think there's a pen one in there.
That's hard to do, airbrush.
It's a memorabilia.
It's a lost art, is it not? Airbrushing.
Do you remember when somebody tried to give us toys? There were sticks. I'm like, what do we do with them?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was...
Drumsticks?
No, it was like those sticks that fidget spinners replaced.
Oh.
But you couldn't let it hit the ground.
Hey, I don't know what the thing's called. Pickup sticks?
Oh, no. Numsticks? Numchucks?
No. Nope. Those are Asian toys.
I gave you those.
Not talking about that, numbnuts.
Numb lips?
None. God, that old thing. None is nunchucks, right?
Numb.
No,
not numb.
I don't know
numb
these things.
I don't know.
Do I look like a karate guy?
I still throw Oriental Stars page.
I've never taken
I've not
karate.
Changed either.
Let's go to Gatlinburg in the Wood Mall and get the Chinese stars and the nunchucks.
Oh, the Wood Mall.
It is numb.
I used
numb.
To get them all the Asian market off East North, the nunchucks.
Now, I watched somebody who knows how to use those.
Yeah.
That was...
You take.
Yeah, but have you ever seen anybody actually like... Like, not in a movie, but in real life, pull out a pair of nunchucks to fight with?
Yes.
You really have?
No.
I'm sure this was California.
Yes.
All right. What happened?
I don't know. It was like a big thing at our school where they were fighting outside and it was bad.
And someone had some nunchucks.
Yeah. I'm going to kick some butt.
There was a huge Chinese population in San Francisco. So
oh,
I
yeah.
Believe it.
I know, but I'm just thinking, like, if I had a set on me. First off, I mean, setting would be difficult, no matter where they are on your person, you know.
You got it down in the sock.
I know, but like, I'm sitting there thinking, all I need is one good sling with it. And I'll hold one in and sling with the other
one.
Or I'll just use it to choke you out with the chain portion.
Attention students, we're going to fight the nunchuck, start the nunchuck fight right now.
When I was in school, it was kind of popular for guys to
bow to me first before you beat my ass.
Those and brass knuckles. Every dude I knew had those.
Brass knuckles, yes. Those are...
Why? Like, you're not going to go get in a fight and use those?
She went to an Irish high school and they're having a nunchuck fight. It's very odd.
You went to an Irish school?
No. I went to two high schools. I went to Washington.
And what was the other one?
The one that used to say Dublin High School. Dublin High School.
Dublin. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dublin.
We're going to start the nunchuck fight in the Irish.
We're going to start the nunchuck fight with Paige and her big hooters.
But Dublin wasn't the where I saw the fight.
That's where your boobs went to high school.
That's where...
Dublin.
See, Washington...
I planted some tulips.
I know the kids were so bad there. They didn't even get to go to their... their senior prom, they had to do it in the gym.
Why?
Because they got in trouble.
Because the nunchuck fight.
Fighting, cutting, you know.
Welcome to the prom. We're going to do the prom in the gym. And we're going to search you for weapons.
When I went to Dublin,
we're all wearing prom dresses Dublin at the High. Irish one.
At the Irish school, we got to go to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And stay.
Did y'all have an Irish spring formal?
No, we went to really nice hotels for our formal, so it was really nice.
Did you?
Welcome to the Dublin High School formal. Please leave your knives at the door. Your what? Leave your knives at the door.
Some heavy hangers and mash.
There weren't boy fights at the Dublin High School. There were girl fights at the Dublin High School. That's where I got my knockdown at Dublin.
That's a tonight's recipe from Paige. Heavy hangers and mash.
That's where that girl got mad at me because she assumed that I wanted her boyfriend because he asked me for a ride if I wanted a ride home.
Yeah, but on what?
Would you like, do you want a ride home, Paige?
You're talking about me mustache?
And I said,
mustache ride.
I said, thank you, but, you know, I'm almost home. And we lived right around the corner. And he goes, I see you walking every day and I can drive you.
Mr. and Mrs. Potato Face for the prom?
He was just being nice. He didn't ask me out or anything.
Was he an old guy named Seamus?
No, he was just some guy that I went to school with.
Seamus is ripped again, man.
I don't know what happened.
The internet made fun of him for gaining weight. He's like, kiss my ass, internet. I'm going to come back in way better shape. He's chiseled.
He lived up by Dennis Eckersley where it went around the corner in the upper echelon.
Oh, yeah, Dennis Eckersley.
Oh, Eckersley. Oh, he stops by here all the time.
Houses were very nice.
Oh, little girl, Paige. Do you want to ride home?
I lived on the older part of Pepper Tree Road.
I can't take you to the gay part of San Francisco because I don't go there, but I'll take you anywhere else.
It was Dublin.
You do a good Drew McIntyre. Like, it's actually like Drew McIntyre.
I feel like I do it so easily because, you know, as part of my, well, you know, I'm 22% Irish according to my DNA test.
Oh, right.
And then Scottish after that.
Which part?
I can't show you.
Do you think, as the role of Keith Van Horney, you could be Irish, or do you already have?
I can do it if you want, man.
You do it really well.
He can do a jig. He dances.
I try to. Maybe I should jig a little more, and I'd lose some weight. We'll see. Speaking of dancing, do you want to come over here and dance with me?
I want to have sex with your mother, Trebek.
Try to do the Scottish. This is going to sound like Daryl Hammond doing it.
Okay, please.
Hold your back. I want you to have sex with your mother.
God.
He's so good.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you're like...
a savant.
I'd impersonate Michael Jordan for you, but I'm not allowed to.
Please.
You can do a Michael Jordan.
I don't even know
Jordan
what he sounds like.
Michael B.
Some
Jordan.
People you just can't impersonate.
No.
Can't. Why?
I don't know, man, because you just...
Too soon.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
You know, some voices you're not allowed to do.
I mean, his, you haven't really heard it in like 40 years.
You haven't really.
He doesn't just talk.
Some people say he's not that nice.
Well, he's not. But last time I heard him talk was when he had the Hitler mustache in the Hanes commercial.
I forgot about that.
I literally have not heard him speak since.
Could someone please leave the damn music on loop?
I'm trying to have me bangers and mash.
All right, if you're going to dance, get on the dance floor now. Because we're going to close this sucker soon. Whoever snuck in the urns, Jamesons, you're going to get detention.
God, you have it like...
Is it making you kind of horn?
He's got it.
He's got the words, too. Like, I can't... I'm thinking, like...
This is improv camp as a young boy.
Well...
Thank you, Mr. Rick Standridge.
Get Mr. Standridge to teach me how to, like, go... And, like, how do you... where are you pulling all the words from? You just thinking stereotypes?
You just, like, get a... Look, I'm not comparing myself to Eminem, But you know how he's got like a process to where he can just like fly through, like he sees him in his head, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You take that little trick where you rhyme.
Right.
I think about usually stereotypes for different people and just kind of break them down and go from there to there.
That's where passing judgment actually can work in your favor.
Like when you said bangers and mash, I was thinking potatoes, whiskey, green,
pints,
leprechauns, gold.
Pubs.
And you just kind of run through the list.
What's that mashed potato casserole?
What are the bangers? Are those the sausages?
I don't, oh, shepherd's pie, is that it?
Shepherd's pie.
Yeah, that's like meat pie.
That's like...
Oh, you want to see
no offense if you had it for dinner last night, but that's poor people food. That's the worst.
Well, it's just like a pot pie.
I ate it as a kid, I know.
I know that shepherd's pie, people love that.
Yeah, but...
It's like a treat.
It's like when I lived at Poe Mill...
Roasted potatoes, shepherd's pie.
And I have access to the internet, and have for many years. And I still... There were these... They were like redneck Russians. I'm not even kidding.
What? That was that
at Poe Mill. And
that's my new band's
the
name.
Mother was the Russian part of it, and the dad was like the redneck. And their last name, I mean, it's fine. Last name was Aiken, like the city in South Carolina.
Okay.
And they ate this soup that smelled glorious.
But
I mean, it smelled like, it's like, God, this smells like a diffuser of like, good smells that you want to eat, if that makes sense at all.
Oh, yeah,
diffuser. Anyway, it's called slung onion. That's what they called it.
That sounds like a condition.
Slung onion. And it was literally like putting an onion in some kind of broth and letting it set all day and then adding all these various spices to it. There's no like meat in it or what. It's like you're eating a broth. And it smelled.
Is there cheese in it with the onion?
They did sprinkle cheese on top of it to thicken it up a little bit. And then the dad would put ketchup in it.
The redneck Russian dad.
Yes, he was not the Russian. He married a Russian.
God, that'd be hard to do. I thought he was Russian.
No, the mom was Russian. And he, this stuff smelled so finally I said, can I get a bowl of that stuff? Oh my God. It was the absolute worst thing I'd ever put in my mouth.
But sounds awful. Slung onion?
Slung onion is what they called it. I still don't know, like, that sounds like a redneck named it. It doesn't sound Russian in name.
You eat this slung onion soup, your testicles look like bowling balls dropped in hair.
It sounds like a redneck name. Like,
French
how'd you make
soup?
It, Frenchie?
Yeah, that's so good.
I just slung an onion in the bowl. I'd say I'm doing Irish again.
With a big chunk of cheese, it's so yummy.
Sling onion. Yo, mama, going to have slung onion soup? Damn, yo. Damn, baby. It's hard to do a redneck Russian.
It is.
Well, you mentioned Eminem, and in one of the fussings today, I'll be donning the role of Tim Shady, so watch out for that. That's no lie. That'll be coming up here next with the
Tim Shady.
I'll run through the whole gamut here tell you. We're going to hear from, as I said earlier, Keith Van Horning, Shoeless Bo Jackson.
That's the best
one. Andrea Galarraga, and then we'll move into the second, and... We'll be doing the roles of people like Caplita, Hairball Roberts,
Fireball.
Tim Shady is mentioned, and Paige will be performing the role of Hockey Balboa. So that in itself is something to wait around for. You'll be able to watch that live on YouTube and then later this afternoon on our social media at The Rise Guys. So if you're on YouTube, go ahead and get in the chat right now.
You better.
At The Rise Guys on YouTube, and we will perform... For your ass. A brand new Facebook question comes up next.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by perhaps you, the P1s. Always anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as a reminder, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
This might be the best group of names ever.
Yeah.
I like them a lot. I really do. And I like the names of people in the chat. What is up to all of you?
Looper.
On YouTube at The Rise Guys. There's a man that I stood up last night, Jethro Roberts. Jethro,
why
tell
would you do such a thing?
Because I forgot.
Coach Johnson.
He texted me last week, and I forgot. I suck. I do.
Sun yesterday.
If you've texted me and I've not responded to you, it's not. I'm so busy.
Looper said hung onion soup. In the chat.
Also, people said there's a variety of slung onion that you make with hamburger helper.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, it's not a, it's a real thing.
That might be good.
Do you all like right. Hamburger helper?
Oh, yeah. Stroking off, too.
I don't know what the... Well. Kind of salty.
Kind of. Okay. Here we go. Everyone has their scripts. Scene number one. Playing the role of Keith Van Horny will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Shoeless Bo Jackson will be Matt Man. Playing the role of Andrea Galarraga is Paige. And action!
Okay, I ain't naming names yet, but if you borrowed my Yeti Tundra 65 cooler for Easter and now conveniently forgot how to text back, just know this. I will be needing it back for Memorial Day. Mm. Ain't spend $529.99 for a damn ghost cooler. Act tongue? That's mine.
Baby, let me holler at you for a second, Keith Van Horny. Now, what kind of fool spends rent money on a damn icebox, huh? You acting like that cooler holding the Ark of the Covenant. You sure Indiana Jones ain't the one that borrowed it, huh?
Shoeless Bo Jackson? This ain't about price. It's about principle. German engineering. Double-walled, pressure-injected, polyurethane insulation.
Man, you saying words that you read the owner's manual during foreplay. Who got the damn cooler? Say it with your chest. Say it.
I ain't saying. I ain't about to start no Facebook feud.
Baby, you're already on Facebook, you bratwurst, breathing, breathing, cooler, cuckold. I'll solve this case like a Scooby-Doo in Crocs. Now, who done took it?
It was me, bitch. It was me all along.
Andrea Galarraga?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up now, gal. I ain't heard from you in like 6 months. Thought you died or went to some silent retreat in Asheville, North Carolina.
Nah, changed my number. You was getting weird, Shoeless Bo Jackson, liking old selfies and heart my aunt's prayer chain post. Creepy, F.
Baby, ain't nothing creepy about trying to let a woman know that the door is still open unless she already done crawled out the window, you understand?
Wait, so you two used to date? Y'all been swapping coolers and fluids?
Bro code violated. You don't lend nothing to a man's ex, especially a cooler. That's just an excuse for her to come back over, bring it back, pretend it ain't awkward. And next thing you know, she's barefoot in the kitchen, heating up a damn hot pocket.
Y'all acting like I want that busted ass cooler. I ain't got an oyster cooler now. That Yeti's got mystery meat juice in it anyway.
Mystery meat juice? Girl, that was my famous bologna brine. It's a famous family recipe passed down from my Uncle Woodrow, who died from it, you understand?
Oh, God. I just want my damn Yeti back.
Oh, did you hear that? He wants his Yeti back. He wants his Yeti back, Yeti back. You know, like a chili song for back in your cooler days. Nah, I'm saying?
You'll get it when I'm done using it to prop my back porch up.
And let me tell you something. Next time you want to disrespect my past relationship and my meat water, do it somewhere else. Now, y'all excuse me. I gotta go take a rage nap in my pick-em-up truck.
End scene. Bologna Brine?
Bologna Brine. It sounds like a Facebook fussing name in itself, but it was Brine, like...
I love bologna, too, but...
Like, Brine, you know. Like you used to cook. Not Brian, Brine.
It needs to say meat water.
Meat water, yeah. You never get that in coolers. You have that mystery, silky kind
Pinky, yeah,
like hot dog
or ham jelly from Hormel.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Somebody might have made PJ in there and threw it back up, dude. Mm-mm.
It's the only way I can slide out of the can is that ham jelly.
Congelation. All right, here we go. Facebook fussing. We're live on YouTube at The Rise Guys. You'll be able to see it later on our Instagram, Facebook, and X at The Rise Guys as well. Scene 2. Playing the role of Cap Lita will be Matt Man. Playing the role of Hairball Roberts will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Hockey Balboa is Paige. And playing the role of Tim Shady is Mattman. And action. Blessings upon the neighborhood, man. My name is Cap Lighter, and today me hang a goat head from the mailbox for protection. Me here that work in Jamaica. Here, maybe too.
Hi, Cap Lighter. First off, welcome to America. Awkward, I know, to say after a meeting like this, But mom, this thing bleeding. I almost backed my Chrysler into a ditch trying to avoid making eye contact with that demon goat.
Yo, am I right, Hairball Roberts? I thought that was a Halloween decoration, but it's May. You know what I'm saying? Get out of here.
Listen, man, it's sacred symbol. Hockey Balboa. Hairball Roberts. It wards off the bad vibe, you know? It keeps me cats from running away, too.
You got cats? I got 33. If one more crawls in the dryer and disappears, I'm calling the ghost hunters.
That's why they call you Hairball, bro. Your laundry room gets more dander than a damn Petco.
Yo. I'm timid, but I'm livid. Seeing goat blood in the street. Now my ring cam looked like a horror movie repeat. You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness, it's Tim Shady, man. The real Tim Shady. He raps like he DoorDashes the food. He is culture clash, me understand. Maybe me just, do small chicken foot next time.
Lady, I got IBS. I can't be walking out of my house and see a voodoo sacrifice next to my flower bed. My bowel's got a hair trigger. Peep, peep.
Y'all joking, but I seriously farted when I saw that thing. No lie. My fart knocked a bird off the power line.
She brings the spice, but the hood ain't ready. They go ahead, got my step-niece acting sweaty. Me never meant to offend. Me just want to, blend in, feel peace and the love.
You'll blend in fine if you quit conjuring spirits like you cook a gumbo for the Lord of Darkness.
Okay. No more go, Ted. Next time I just bless the mailbox with the Febreze.
Insane.
That's,
I don't know what to think about that.
I'm a great rapper.
That was good. That was really good. But Paige's line, I got time for sure. I got to go back and
see. No, I know. What was the one line that she said that was... it was so good the way you said it, too. It was it's Hockey Balboa.
Oh, what was it, Paige? I think it was after... joking, that one.
Yes.
Pew, pew?
No.
After
that, say that part again.
What?
After pew, pew.
Oh, y'all joking, but I seriously farted when I saw that thing. No lie. My fart knocked a bird off the power line.
Ah, he's corpsing.
That bird's like going around spinning. He's still holding on to the power line. Face hurts laughing. What you just heard. That was short, kind of. It felt short. We didn't say hello to anybody in the chat.
We did.
Yeah, we did. All right, well.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. What you just heard was real. This real Facebook argument screen shot and sent in by you. And I want to take this time that we have here to remind you that tomorrow is our salute to the graduates.
Oh, yeah.
So if you know someone that's graduating, whether it be from hair school, whether it be from trucking school, high school,
any
college.
Yeah.
Adult ed.
I remember some old families that have been just classics that have a lot of kids.
They do. Some of these families have a lot.
Our page. Yeah. So if you have someone you want us to say happy graduation to tomorrow, email us theriseguys@aol.com and we will do it. But what you just heard was real. It's a real Facebook argument screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@aol.com. And as always, Paige is going to remind you that names have been changed to protect who, Paige?
The innocent.
The guilty?
And the stupid.
This has been yet another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we go to West Hollywood with our first story, where a pet shop called The Woods in West Hollywood was ripped off over the weekend, and the thieves made off with about $3,000 worth of stuff. And The Woods has some famous owners. It's partially owned by Woody Harrelson and Bill Maher.
Oh, wow. Together?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh.
Business partners. So one of the other owners posted some video footage of the men ransacking the store after entering by breaking the front window. They filled up bags with stolen product and fled in a black sedan.
A sedan. Oh, man.
Like, you know, you'd be more specific.
Not to be so ambiguous.
Right.
Tell us which one. What do we need to be on the lookout
for?
What
sedan?
All right.
I don't even know what a sedan is nowadays. Like, every car is now a hatchback, it looks like.
Yeah, like, what's a coupe?
I don't know. Like, there's these, like, those cars now that are just androgynous is a good, like, used to you could look be behind the car and tell if it was a man or a woman driving. Just based on the car a lot of times. Now you can't tell.
You can't tell. Mm-mm. Like, my cars, you wouldn't know if it was a girl car.
You're not supposed to guess either. Like, what? Who's driving?
One of my cars is definitely a girl car.
Yeah. Or
the red one.
Or, yeah. It could be a girl car or
it's small, a
dainty type man.
We had the convertible.
Yeah.
Jared always called it the Barbie car because he's so tall.
Mm.
And he had to sit in there and drive miles and miles.
That's Paige's two favorite C words, condo and convertible.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Condo?
You'd love to talk about your condo.
We have a condo and a convertible.
Well, I wouldn't mind a tiny house. I talk about that all the time, too. I have no life. Let's just face it.
She got a portfolio, though.
My God. You got two houses, a condo, two cars. No, three. No, two cars.
Yeah.
Working on a third house.
No. 18 college degrees.
No. Three college degrees.
I had to go 18 years to get
big cup bras. Oh.
Big.
Unfortunately, yes.
Not unfortunate.
Yes.
Very fortunate.
Now, if I had the money, I'd get it all cut off.
You know what? We're going to pay for that just to see if you'll do it. We're going to call your bluff.
I'm going to call Jesse James Dupree up here with a chainsaw.
Man, we'll saw them suckers off.
God, it would be great to be able to run, to be free.
No, it wouldn't. It's Why? The worst thing you could do.
What?
God,
to
run?
To not have boobies?
To run?
Awesome. I'd be able to jog without people laughing at me.
Let's talk about running. Why would you run anywhere?
That kind of gets your heart rate up.
It's bad on your joints. On your knees, your cartilage.
Not
people
like
don't think
I,
about that.
I want to do that, but
not
just,
if you run and run.
I just don't think I look good in clothes because of them.
We told you repeatedly you don't.
Comfortable.
You're comfortable.
I don't look good in clothes.
I don't.
I hate my boobies.
I do.
I can't do anything with this shirt on right now. Let me take it off and give me a little chest massage.
You're probably completely shaved, aren't you?
I'm going to tell you about the shaving.
Should I have a hairy
now
chest?
That you asked.
What? Setting you up.
My God.
To be in the next corporate
not
video.
In that part,
okay.
Not in that part, but because I'm in esthetician school, we all decided that we do a lot of waxing this week. So I have like parts of my legs waxed and the other parts really hairy.
What about the valley between your
That's
fun bun
That's
and your mud
shaved.
Gun? What about in between there?
Nobody sees it, so it's squeaky clean.
You know what? That's my rule. If you're not looking at it, I can do whatever I
just
want with
it. Turn away.
I get like a Brillo pad if I wanted to. That's cool.
But But as
like kindling.
As of tonight, I'm like gonna get rid of the rest of the hair on my legs. I'm gonna wax it off because you know I gotta get this stuff done.
How are you gonna get the back of the leg near the ass cheek?
Somebody's gonna rip it off for me.
I'll do it.
I don't know.
You know what you should do? Tie a piece of string to it and then close the door real fast like you're trying to get a tooth out.
I'll teach you how to wax. That's wacky. I'll bring my wax pot
I'll teach you how to wax.
You will literally wax that ass.
I will wax that ass. I've never done that part, though. I've done the other part.
Do you do more wax on or wax off? I know Fat Boy's the latter.
I wax on and I rip it off real fast.
You do.
So you rip it and put your head down to stop the pain. What?
A legit question. When you're waxing a lady's, area, we say poof if you want to, whatever. Mm. You're not just pulling the strip off, right? Like you got to hold a hand down here first, right? Yeah. Then pull it off.
Okay,
then you
pull skin off.
I will volunteer to hold the hand down.
I've used hard wax on that because it's quicker. Mm. And so you just put it in, and then I have to stretch out the skin too while I'm doing that. So one hand's there, and then I put my hand down, and then I rip it off real quick.
Are you taking more questions? Because I have another one.
What do you want to know?
Let's say you're going into a parking lot, and right here, you got two F-150s. Mm-hmm. But right up in the middle, you have a Taurus. You're not trying to get close to the Taurus, right? You're just waxing those F-250s.
Wait, whose Taurus is it? Is it Clint?
We're waxing.
Hey, this is Clint's Taurus.
Yeah. We're not going that close to Clint's Taurus or any roads in that narrow alley there. We're just on the side.
On the F-250, right?
Yeah. Like that the works. Side of the road.
What if it has running boards?
You know, any kind of overspill on the side of the highway. That's what we're
talking
about,
like thick legs?
That's
on
what
the
we're
inside.
Trying, like anything that's spilling over that panty line is what we're ripping off.
But you never got close to the Taurus, right? You just stayed on those F-250s.
See, I don't do that. I'm not doing that in school. Now, I'll learn how to do it. I'll rip it if you want me to.
Jesus.
You ever thought about like tying one end of the wax to like a cinder block and dropping it off the side of a building?
No.
Like old school.
Yeah.
Because that'd be hard to do.
Yeah. Well,
it'd be painful.
I was trying to think about the person who has to wax themselves. I mean, that's got to be incredibly difficult.
I've waxed myself.
Mm-hmm. Do you got
right the first time?
Do you got time for one more question?
Will you take another question?
Sure.
Okay.
If you're waxing a chick's chode, does she have to lay on her stomach to do it?
Oh, there's different ways that they would do it, like the butterfly thing where your legs are kind of butterflied so you can get in that area.
Oh, man. I believe we call that splayed.
Laying on her back, well, if you're doing the backside, then she'd have to lay the other way. But I mean,
like she's laying on her stomach, kind of like she's kicking her legs back.
I don't do the backside. I only do the front side. I'm doing the bikini line.
God, I wish I could be the armless bikini waxer. Just like we had the armless at the anime.
Can we sponsor your little room with the Ring doorbell?
Actually, you know, somebody was telling me I should film it because it's like it's kind of like a
porn.
Would you wear cameras on your fingers when you
people like to watch other girls?
What about nipple cams?
I did do a facial with somebody and I accidentally rubbed my boob on them.
That's how you got the facial, probably. What's are you getting that close?
Yeah, because I'm rubbing oil and hot rocks on his back.
Oh, hang on a second. Dang, what are you doing?
You're going to burn somebody's tank.
Going like this.
What brings you into the courtroom today? This woman burned my tank with some hot rocks.
No, I don't ever. It's never hot because I touch my arms, the inside of my arms, to make sure it's not hot.
I'm sorry, my baby touched
your back. And just smoothing around their body.
Paige, I have a hairbrush if you want to part it down the middle.
They used to be a club, hot rocks. But it sounds hotter now.
It was got rocks.
Yeah. It feels God really good.
Rock. Amen.
And then, you know, I like to put little small rocks between your toes.
You that like feels small really rocks? Good.
Mm-hmm. You know, the owners of Got Rocks used to own a dam, but they couldn't put the name of it up.
And take a rock and go like this and rub the inside of your foot. It feels amazing.
Do you have a mix of small white rocks and big black rocks? Just like you just use them both?
Yeah.
Do you have a pumice stone?
I have a gua sha.
The hell is that?
You have a washa?
A gua sha stone that.
You better gua sha your ass.
Gua sha your ass.
It's like a Oh,
kind I think of, you're stoned right now.
No. I'm trying to think of the stone.
I like when you go through multiple
Rosetta.
Episodes.
No, Rolling.
No, I can't think. I'll just bring it in.
Gossard. Stone Gossard.
It's got a form to it, so it kind of feels good.
Yeah. You can, Sharon Stone.
You can use the side.
Mike McCreamy.
Anyways, where's this going?
This is getting hot.
Yeah, but the hot rocks feel amazing.
So when you did the boob rub, was it like a full-on just like dropping it?
I accidentally touched my boobs because I was rubbing his back, and I thought, oh, I can't do this. But luckily, I knew that person, so it wasn't like a...
So it was a gay dude?
A client. It wasn't a guest. Yes, it was.
Was I do it again?
No, he didn't even notice.
I need you to rub my back again with those big suckers. No. Just go across the shoulders.
But I realized I can make a lot of money doing that if I work in a hotel and do massages.
Smacking your hooters on dudes' backs.
Working in a hotel giving massages. Well, she's taking this role too far.
It is. Motel 6 if you're hiring. No,
I can go on a cruise and do like facials and stuff and make a ton of money.
You could be trafficked all over.
We'll leave the leg out for you.
Leave the leg out for you. Never mind. This is going south. I'm a professional.
Yeah, that's where you go to wax south.
Follow her at peahairremover.com.
Right. I'm going to bring my wax pot in. We can wax each other. It'd be fun.
No. Right. No, we can't.
I got too much hair.
What about if you tied the piece of string to the wax to the end of a football and then you threw it to a friend?
Do you have any friends that can catch a football?
No.
90 guy friends that could.
I have some girlfriends that like football. I'm sure they do.
Oddly enough, those guys catch a lot of balls. Okay.
And feet.
All right, then.
Guys, I told you I'm back in town early. Chill out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the cat's away, the mouse will play, but guess who's back?
Boss man says he's out for vacation for the week, and then halfway through, he's like, I'm coming back Thursday. It's like, oh, God. That usually ain't a good sign.
He forgot how vacations work.
I know.
It's supposed to take a whole week.
Okay.
Well,
sorry for that.
No, what are you sorry for? Anyways. You got something to fall back on. You can go watch cooters and stuff, and everything will be fine.
What are we going
to
do?
You can help me.
I can't serve fries. I'm going to eat them all.
You can work under my license.
I mean, I'm going to be handed food out the window, and it's like, it's supposed to be a double. Well, I took one of your patties because you waited too long.
One for you and one for me.
I'll bring some hot rocks. Oh, my God.
Paige, that was enlightening and also fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm kind of half hot now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I really want to bring in. I mean, if your back hurts, you should definitely get a back facial.
I think it hurts right now.
Because your back hurts, like that could be like what, ingrown hairs and stuff?
No, it'd just make you feel better, relax you. Most every client that I have that I do the back facial, they fall asleep.
That's a stupid name for it, though.
A back facial. I know.
That's what they call it.
It could be called a backle. Something. Everyone knows.
Because, you know, you put like a mask on there and people don't wash their backs.
So let me ask you this real quick. There's this thing I was reading about for older people that don't move a lot, like, you know, they sit along, they will get these, essentially it's these little polyps on their butt and the bottoms of their legs because they sit for so long, the hair grows the opposite direction back into their skin and it gets irritated and they don't take care of it and they ended up getting, what's that bad thing? Sepsis.
Oh, but it smells great.
We do extractions.
For old people's butts?
Well, whatever. You know.
Okay.
Scrape that off.
Somebody say bed sores.
I mean, bed sores. Coming to radio room this weekend.
If it's a sore and they're bleeding or it has pus, I don't touch it because that could be infection. You know, it can be infection in there.
You don't touch the pus?
No.
Mm. It looks a little like butter, don't it?
That could be something that...
You think your classmates call you a pussy because of that?
No.
That's the award you're getting for top of the class.
That's right. All right.
She won't pop zits, though. She don't like that.
Yeah, there's really no fun way to close this out, is there?
No.
I'm trying to think of a fun, quick-witted kind of transition, and there's not there.
You won't
only
let me
transition, I see he's fat.
You
boy.
Won't let me wax you. I'm kind of upset.
Okay, here we go. You do it. You got to do it.
Only if I get to shave your boobs off.
Okay.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.